lowrider downtown. It's 20 below freezing, but I'm out now. Might move down south. I wonder how they feel about the underground. Get a few gigs, stay low from the pigs. You know what it is, all high and mighty. Starting revolution, screaming down with whitey. Your self-esteem's low, so you seem slow. Even when they down, I'ma ride for my team, bro.
Okay, let's go, it's time, let's fly, get a fall to the floor, get a climb to the sky, get a drop to the bottom, get a smoke a little lie, get a by the time we come down, feel a we can leave, we can fly, get a pull the gravity sufficient, get a that's how it goes on the roller coaster.
A little low on the dough, on the dole, I'ma go rock a show.
Kill it, yo.
Did you get paid?
No.
But it's okay, the low fade like a K-hole. Now I'm feeling undervalued like a peso. Everybody say hold up a second, let's stay slow. Try to see the bright side like day glow. Color up your gray tone, shape a great home like Play-Doh. And stay on your queso like bacon.
Hey yo, little guy, get a little high, feel a little low. Life's meaning, leave a mark, meaning lead a hold alone. Knock the chain, hold the phone, cloud nine, overload. Flight time on my own, I'm high, knock the joke. Little guy, feel a little low, get a little high. Give a minute's time, let this shit just solidify. Let it rise, set aside, time for the mental stride. Gemini, Jekyll Hyde, deep inside, you can advise.
Welcome, ladies and gents, to yet another intoxicated Streetcast, care of the Apologist
and the Barrister. I am not drunk. I'm drunk.
We are not sober. Maybe not. Maybe drunk is not the fair word for it, but sober is not what we are.
Fair. That's fair. There's legal definition of intoxication. We may have crossed it, but my personal definition, I'm nowhere near.
Fair. That's totally fair. No, this is not a typical, I will even say, you know, it's been a common theme on the Deej lately that we're all, this season has tempered our enthusiasm for the Sabres, to say the least. When you think, we've been talking tonight about the old teams, as often happens when you're watching a this team struggle in the last few years. You can't help but look back fondly on the glory years of the mid-aughties when we were dominating the Eastern Conference. But, you know, this season has left us, we feel like, no choice but to, like, not necessarily go out for every game, which we used to make a priority. Like, I have to watch, you know, Sabres Islanders in mid-February because we're battling for a playoff spot. Well, that has become, we're a team who spent however many millions of dollars in the offseason for new players, and we are in 14th in the Eastern Conference.
Excuse me, what was that?
14th, tied for last. I guess maybe we have a tiebreaker on... we were just talking about it, but of course I can't remember.
Carolina.
For dead last.
I think we have a game in hand, I think, is really the ultimate tiebreaker. Which, actually, we're winning right now, that game in hand. So, you know, I guess we can bank on it for the moment.
Sure, let's be fair. As of right now, we are recording this midway between the second and third periods of the Sabres' current 2-0 lead on the Islanders.
It is February 21st, 2012.
The day after President's Day.
Ah, Presidents.
We are honoring our Patriots. No, we're not.
I am honoring Tyler Polk as my favorite president. He really kept that united, those United States together firmly in his grasp. So kudos to you, T-Polk.
And I am savagely paranoid like Richard Nixon. Anyways.
Wait. Are you recording this right now?
Did I compare myself to Nixon and am I recording? The answer to both questions is yes.
Wait, you're recording this right now? I thought this was a friendly chat between friends outside of a bar.
No, this is going to be made public, this conversation.
Public, you say?
Public in so much as we make things public. We are not... It's funny, today I was actually trolling the Sabres official Twitter feed for players' Twitter feeds, which I know, for anyone curious about the inner workings of the Deej, Yatter hates it. He's not a big fan of following our players on Twitter. But I think it's great. I mean, every now and then, somebody just has a gem that I just really enjoy, whether they're talking about PlayStation or their upcoming game. I like following them. And so I was trolling the Sabres official feed to see who they were following, assuming they would have players, and started following prospects and current players. And I noticed that some of our friends slash competitors, let's be honest, competitors, I mean, before you go to Buffalo Wins and Phil's Black, Blue, and Gold, maybe you check out the Deej for, you know, non-reality-based pissed-off musings on whatever.
We have jokes and jokes and jokes and jokes.
Mostly involving assholes, dicks, and clits. But to continue, this is going out to the public. I just want to repeat that. This is going out to the public. In any event.
Dick wop.
In any event, I noticed that oh, we've got a guest participant.
Do you know Weber, Sam? Michael Weber?
I don't.
How's it going?
Yeah, we are Michael Weber.
This is a little side note here. Edit note.
About hockey.
I'm a Flyers fan, so.
That's what we're watching right now.
That's funny.
Did Rick Jenneret retire?
No, he's not doing
away happening
games.
Soon.
That's what it was, because I caught part of an away game and he wasn't on, and I thought, this guy's a Buffalo.
He's just getting older, and so they're cutting back his away games and things.
I thought maybe he was too fat to get on planes anymore, because he's like so, yeah.
No, well, I mean,
John Madden, he only travels
he's been living the good life as an analyst.
Who's his partner these days?
Harry Neal.
When did it stop being Jim Lorenz?
That was 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, 3 or 4 years ago.
That's when I stopped knowing about what was
going on. I remember they pulled
Harry Neal from like
CBC.
CBC.
And I remember people in Buffalo thinking that was a big coup.
So in Syracuse, I had Empire Sports Network, so I caught a million Sabres games. Unfortunately, during like your Sabres prime of them being so good, so I.
Unfortunately, or
unfortunately for me,
because you're a Flyers fan.
Yeah, exactly.
What a dickhead.
It's true.
Well, that's fun.
How are they doing?
They're up 2-0.
There you go.
How are the meatballs?
Oh my god, so fucking good. Open your eyes, looking at purple sky, living on universal high. It's the reflection eternal. My name's Salim Kwali. Got my man Most Deaf in the house. Got my man Brother Dick in the house. You know Makita, she in the house. We do it like this, yo. Punk sees me Kwali, I got your mind sweating. Things ain't never happened, you suddenly recollecting. You forgetting, we take it back to Egypt with Van Sertima's. Murderers, two historical burglars, no one heard of us. Change your status quo, no it ain't no mystery. Your industry packaging just special delivery. Got your mind working for me, trying to make me a profit. Niggas who just got on, I get them off and stop it with the pops. If you just dark like chocolate, add that with girls controlling the rate until you pop it. MC's a genocidal killer, they sell for survival. Reflection, lyrical recital, spiritual revival. I keep it vital, should have been known for skin tone. I'm winning from the beginning, born into it like sinning for a Christian. Racing past MC's, the pole position is my mission. Surgery on MC's, my tongue makes sharp incision. Transforming your confused thoughts into smart decisions. Your life's a game, but the instructions and the parts are missing. The money, listen up before you find your chicken missing. Don't wet the fact that I could always make your forehead glisten. Listen, I get high, but my feet never leave the ground. Say it with me if you like the way it sounds. Come on.
I get high, but my feet never leave the ground.
Everything starts to look up when we get down. I get high, but my feet never leave the ground. Say it with me if you like the way it sounds.
Meet you there. If not, yeah, if you relocate, let me know. I'll be up for meeting up after this, regardless of where you end up.
Probably, yeah. Good to meet you, man.
Well, we're keeping the whole Flyers conversation.
No, it's true, but we likely put some musical interlude while that bus was sitting there fucking churning diesel.
Oh, sure, we're not keeping all of that, but
seriously.
We're going to work that in.
I hope you listeners enjoyed that musical interlude. That was our...
I hope as conversations with Flyers fans go amongst Sabres Nation, you know, that was a good one.
That was solid. I didn't want to punch him in the face.
The way he said he did enjoy watching us was a sort of begrudging, respectful, like, you guys were good.
We douched all over you.
We were talking about this earlier tonight, that there are fan bases which... It's because when we're talking about it's. I've been thinking about it lately because all of these conversations on the Deej lately, which I haven't really chimed in on quite yet, about fandom. I've noticed myself recently becoming a little different from some of my fellow Buffalo fans in that I don't hate certain teams the way. I mean, it's always been true for me to a degree, but more recently I'm noticing that I don't. Hate fan. Like the barrister and I were in a lengthy conversation with an Ottawa Senators fan.
He was delightful,
and I said to him that there are members of the Deej who will be proud to say, namely the Skiz and the Yachter, that they hate the New York Jets. I don't know if you are in that camp as well, barrister. I want to speak for you when you're standing right here.
I mean, the fact of the Jet. I mean. Recent history, I can't really get up about it. I hated Brian Cox when I was a kid, when he played for both the Jets.
Of course.
And he played for the Dolphins too, right?
Yeah, yes, he started as a Jet.
Yeah.
And he went for the Dolphins. Went out of his way to be hated by our fan base. That was back when we had legitimate rivalries within the division. I feel like now in football, rivalries just aren't what they used to be.
I mean, they're just not, because every team every year is so different these days. Like, and the fact that the Jets, like, if you want to, like, why would I be angry at them? Because the only thing they've had over us is getting close to it and then failing miserably. Like, the Bills have not gotten close to it. So, like, I actually pity them more than I do my own team in a certain way. Because, like, they were on the verge of it with one of the best defenses in the league, one of the most outspoken coaches in the league, and this little, like, sort of pretty boy, can he make the turn... be what he was at USC and, like, be just this great young prospect. Well, you had Ben Roethlisberger doing that exact thing. So, like, is Mark Sanchez going to do it too? No, he's going to fail miserably, and they're going to be out of the playoffs. And then they're not going to make the playoffs the next year. Like, and like, I pity them more. Like, the Bills at least, like... I feel like there's, like, a clear sort of progression of maybe they're actually getting better. I can believe in it. Like, the Jets, like, are they getting better? No. Actually, recent history suggests they're getting worse. And, you know, that's, you know, not necessarily something I'm going to, like, get myself amped over. And the same thing with the Sens these days and, you know, either one of those sports. Like, I hate the Pats. Like, I hate the Penguins. I hate the Flyers. I hate the teams that have been good lately that, like, have historic... I hate the Bruins. Like, do I care about the Senators? No. Do I hate Chris Neal? Sure. But, like, I like the rest of their team. I like Daniel Alfredson. I like Jason Spezza. You know, I didn't like Danny Heatley when he was there because he'd killed that guy in that one car accident. Oh.
Ouch. Literally ouch.
It's true. Death hurts.
Right. So that's the point I was saying before, like with Jets fans, because it occurred to me in crystal clarity when I was watching the other day an HBO documentary, which, by the way, I suggest any fans of sports watch because it's brilliant, is a documentary that HBO Sports put out recently called Namath about... Broadway Joe.
Sure.
And it's fantastic. It's really just like, if you're a fan of football, you'll enjoy it. I mean, it's very, very, very good. But the point and connection being that Jets fans have that one moment in time when Broadway Joe predicted that they would beat the Colts, and they did. And then it hit me when I was watching, because within the next season, they were already struggling and not very good because he got hurt. And the guy, like, you see this in the documentary, like, you also appreciate in this documentary that football is we are all aware of like the rule changes that have happened in the last decade in terms of opening up the field and making it easier for receivers and quarterbacks and all that.
Sure.
When you watch documentaries about football in the 60s and 70s, we are light years away from the way players got treated in those days. Joe Namath got knocked around, and it's funny because you also hear about how defenders later in his career came to respect him. Like, the only way you ever got saved is if you took enough shots and played well enough where defenders began to respect you, and they wouldn't necessarily take you down as hard as they would someone else. Like, they actually had clips that they slowed down enough that you could see, like, a guy, like, wrapping his arms around Namath, and, like, he could slam him to the ground. Instead, he's just going to kind of set him down. But early in his career, he's just getting knocked around. And, like, you know, look, at the end of the day, it's just a whole... I totally lost my train of thought.
You totally
lost it.
Did.
I went for it at the end of the day, hoping that the spirit of John Madden would help me say, at the end of the day, here's a guy who...
That was the worst ever.
We're intoxicated. No, what was I fucking talking about?
That was the worst ever.
No, it's not that bad.
No, but that's all
it was
the
connected
have.
To something.
That's all the Jets have.
There you go.
There it is.
There's my tangent.
There it is. I found it.
There was hidden,
I founded it.
Hidden in my drunken, smoking haze.
There it is.
Is the fact that the Jets have that.
Well,
and that's it.
No,
and that was 30-plus years ago.
And the reason that I don't actually have a problem with the Jets as much because of that history. Like, I would hate on that because it's just like, why would you ever feel sorry for yourself? Like, you have that. Be happy with what you got. But, like, that was early in the NFL, and the NFL is completely different than it is now. And, like, really, like, you want something within, like, the last 20 years to actually feel good about it. Like, you know, like, if it's that remote, are you actually pumped? Like, were you alive? No. Like,
right.
Is it the same game? No. Like, that's completely different. And so, like, like, what have they had recently? Oh, arguably, the Bills have been better in the last 20 years than the Jets have. So, like, okay, like, we win. But, like, the Bills also about 10 years, 15 years before that Jets run were one of the best teams in the league that ended up competing with the NFL. Like, they were one of the best teams in the AFL, which had some amazing franchises that you have now. So, like, you got to give respect to that. And, like, and sort of as a Bills fan, you're like, well, you know, like, if the Jets have that, like, we have our own history that's almost as legitimate. Like, if you want to say that, like, because it was the AFL, it was no big deal. But, like, the early NFL, it's closer to that, you know, it's closer to the AFL history than it is to the NFL of today. You know, stuff has changed so rapidly that if you want to say that, like, you know, what was that, Super Bowl IV? Super Bowl, like, something bullshit? Like, it was so... You talk about those numbers, like, they actually mean something now. Like, the NFL now is huge. Like...
Right.
I mean, you can't even respect those first, like, 15, 20 years, really. Because, like, what were those teams? Like, as soon as the Niners started to, like, push the envelope and the game completely changed, like, that's when you're talking about the NFL as it most readily compares to today. Like... And if you want, I don't know. That was a tangent of itself, but I feel
made some points
there.
Yes. Yes. We've made solid points. We've made huge tangents.
Hello, sir.
Gives you don't do chasing rabbits, and you know you're going to fall. Tell them a hookah, smoking caterpillar, has given you the call. You call Alice when she was just small.
What can't you believe?
I got no paper dollars in my pocket. Coins I do.
I have zero paper dollars myself.
But you understand the difference, right?
Between coins and paper dollars?
You're young, though.
I do a little bit. Some are coins.
Coins,
the other ones are paper.
Paper does good, though.
It does do good.
Very good.
It does.
Then the eyes open up, right?
I suppose they do.
You're fucking with you. You're young.
Not yet 30.
60.
Who's 60?
I'm 60.
You're 60?
I am.
We're 60.
So when I open up my pockets, and by the way, you have to understand this, right? I know these people now, right?
Uh-huh.
So between the coins and the bills, there's a difference how they approach me, how they open up their eyes.
I believe it.
It's true enough, right?
I believe it.
It's troubling. You know why?
I don't.
You don't mind me telling you, right?
I don't.
It makes a difference. Why? Very well said.
Agreed.
And so I can play it. But here's the thing. Play it. You make damn sure you play it correctly.
Yes.
Where am I going with this?
I'm not totally sure.
But at least, right? At least, what do you call it? At least the drawn seductive.
Yes.
At least seduced.
Yes.
No disagreement for me. Zero disagreement. Correct.
You mother... Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
You mother... Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And you motherfuckers...
Yes.
Don't got the fucking ball to do it.
Perhaps. Yes.
Don't.
No.
Here's the thing, right? Name me out, right?
I'm hearing you.
I'm a free white man in America, right? And I think so are you, right?
That makes three of us. Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Just to say the term.
Uh-huh.
I'm going about in the ghetto like a rat sometimes. Right? Before the best of us. What understand what's
okay.
Going on?
How much are
they paid? I'm not here just to get a fucking hit, right? You hear me? Just to understand, right? It's a free white man in America.
Uh-huh.
Well, the cops grab me sometimes by the head on your dime and mine. Please. You know how eager they are to pick up the next ticket. Did I miss something there?
No. I was just, you know. You're right.
Well, I don't mean to be right. Trust me.
You might.
Most always.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. You motherfuckers all in. Yeah, let's go.
I hope you have a good night, sir.
So far, this conversation was good with you.
It was good.
It was maybe the best.
Give me in.
Good to see you.
This is what the East Side is all about.
I believe it. I believe it. Have a good night. Did that record the whole time?
The whole time. If this recording doesn't turn out,
I'll never be more disappointed about anything I've ever done for this blog.
That was maybe the most amazing
thing. Oh my god. This is just gold. Absolute gold.
All right, the Sabres are playing inside. Let's go watch. We might
we'll try to figure out. No, we'll have to record. There's no, because I was thinking to myself, there's no way I can handle wrapping this up right now.
No, we'll,
so we'll come back to a small wrap up.
God knows,
because we've had tangents, and
that was amazing.
Holy god, that was good.
That was amazing.
We'll be back. Yeah. Enjoy the music,
the burrito.
Oh, here we go.
Out of the 8th playoff spot. In other years, that might matter. In this year, it's one of the silliest things to even mention. Because, A, there's a near certainty that they will not make the playoffs, despite being this close. So there's too many teams in it, and the Sabres are not good. They're not playing well. Their chances are really insignificant. They're very low. And even if they do make the playoffs, any good fan knows that they're not going anywhere in those playoffs. So do you really have any desire to see them make that run, or do you have a desire to make them, a desire to see them completely implode and get themselves a great first pick? I mean, it's just, I can't be excited about it, because are they really going to go on a run? No, they're absolutely not. And, even if they make it in the playoffs, what is this team like? Is this a team something to get excited about, or is this team something to be disgusted by? They put together a game like Sunday against the Penguins, a couple games removed from putting that game against the Flyers. Like, what team are you rooting for? I don't know. It's just, but again, six points out. I mean, I can't argue with statistics in that way.
Right. Well, and that ultimately, I think, is what we're all ultimately conflicted with as Sabres fans, is that we have been operating under this mentality of, we can't afford to be in the conversation of the big league teams. Big league teams is the wrong term. Of the teams that spend a lot of money, of the teams that have these lofty expectations every single season, so we don't get ourselves too worked up about it. So just because, seasons past, if we were still in the era of years past with owners that were just happy to break even on their investment, then to be within a reasonable shot of the playoffs would be okay. But in the new era of Terry Pegula, when the ultimate goal legitimately, at least in PR, is that we want a championship from the top on down, being within a whisper of a playoff spot is not, that's not anywhere in the vicinity of a championship, obviously. So you start getting hungry for trades and hungry for just like any kind of things regardless of the time of year, like whether it's the trading deadline now or right before the draft or whenever, like fans have now got that itch where they're just like, all right, we've got the owner, we've got the money, like let's start making things happen like the way that teams that have that money to burn do.
No, I mean, it's one of those things that's slightly illusory to the extent that we as fans try and sort of inject ourselves into the conversation in terms of like what we want, like what we think is the best. Like the reality is that like the market of good hockey players is what it is. It's limited. You know, you look at the guys who are in the league, you know, you talk about this like number one center that, you know, as a Sabres fan, you want on your team. Like, talk about number one centers and who those guys even are, and you don't have a list of 30 teams. Like, you don't have a list to cover the number of teams you have in the league right now. So, you know, as a fan, is that even... If you don't have one of those players, and oftentimes those players just come out... Like, a number one center, I mean, it's as much, you know, based on luck as anything, because most of those guys are playing where they were drafted. You know, like, if you have that guy, you don't trade him, so he's going to be your franchise guy. And you think about, you know, for the Sabres to get that, last year there was one guy on the trading, and it's Brad Richards, and he went to the Rangers. So, as Sabres, you're not New York. You are what you are. Like, I mean, it is... You know, you're successful to a certain extent based on the fact that you have now a rich owner who's willing to pump money into the team. But at the same time, you're Buffalo, New York. Like, you're not Manhattan. You're not Philadelphia. You're not any of these big teams that can draw guys based on just notoriety and whatever. And you're not Detroit. So what are you actually expecting? And at this point, you know, speaking of tangents going off cliffs and forgetting ultimate points, welcome to Barrister's Fun Hour of not knowing the fuck he's talking about. Needless to say, there was a point in there, and it completely... would you like this?
I would.
You like this phone?
Yeah, I would.
This phone of I, this Steve Jobs phone?
No, the point being that what we're talking about ultimately is expectations, and what just popped in my head that I think is a fair point built off of what you were... You went on a bit of a tangent, as we do during our street casts.
Lemmings.
But I think the one point that just kind of popped into my head is that maybe the one thing we all have to understand is that ever since the days of Danny Briere and Chris Drury, like we were talking about before, we've all had this feeling as though we're right on the cusp of a Stanley Cup. That we're just like a move or two away. And we started to get a glimpse of it last year when I feel like even the most, you know, stalwart fans saw the team last year and was like, you know what, there are holes and flaws in this system and this team that need to be addressed. That got overshadowed because once we got this great new owner, it felt like, you know what? Like, all those problems we had before aren't an issue anymore. At our best last season, we were the 7th or 8th best team in the Eastern Conference. So to get an influx of money and inspiration, if we were playing as well as we can and as healthy as we possibly could be, realistically, we shouldn't really have been aiming for higher than the 4th or 5th best team in the Eastern Conference. We weren't going to leapfrog teams like the Penguins or, you know, the Lightning, depending on what time of the year you catch them. Like, there are teams that were way well ahead of us that we're just now trying to play catch-up with. And so the idea that we would go from a team that had to battled tooth and nail just to make the playoffs last year, and suddenly we have this great new owner, and suddenly we're going to be like the second or third best team in the East. Maybe that was too much. And on top of that, we had all these injuries, and guys like Drew Stafford and Roy and other people didn't play up to the level that they did last year. Without that, we went from being a team that barely scrapped into the playoffs to being a team in 14th, 13th, 12th, whatever we are today, you know, hoping that things are going to turn around. And there is no, just because basically expectations-wise, there is no miracle cure. You know, there's no one move. We're all hoping that the trading deadline is going to answer some question that we've all been hoping for. Because you're right. The point I think you started on was that we want that number one center, but that's like the quarterback in football or the point guard in basketball at times, or just like that's that one position that every team is hoping is going to be great at all times. And just because you have a guy that's been great for years doesn't mean he's going to be great that year. And so much of it is just like, hopefully you've got a good enough team around that one pivotal spot that you'll be in the conversation. As long as that spot comes together, you'll work out. We haven't had a center to hang our hat on since Chris Drury, whether that's because of bad decision making or bad leadership or whatever, it just hasn't been there. Just like the quarterback position for the Bills, regardless of the reason, it just hasn't been consistent, and therefore the teams haven't been consistent. So until we figure that out, it's hard to just look at the team as a whole and be like, you failed because you didn't achieve X goal.
I don't disagree with anything you've just said, mostly because only half of it I've heard, because I am what the ladies like to call intoxicated.
And only half of it was intelligible, to be fair. I'm pretty sure I'm going to go back to try to cut this and find out that it sounded great in my head, but when the thought met my lips, I didn't say it well.
Well, to be fair, and for your own comfort, I would like to say that you have an alluring voice, so at least that will help your cause with respect to what's been going on the Streetcast. We're going to end it now, only because we need to end it. We need to tie it up like a, you know, in a ribbon, a bow, even, as right. We're sitting here in the midst.
It doesn't even really to try to tie together the threads that we have, you know, what's the word?
Sewn.
Impossible.
We've sewn threads. Sewn. So apologies as you smoke that delightful American Spirit cigarette.
The Vision Quest.
I feel like this Vision Quest has been interesting. I do not envy your editing process, but needless to say, thank you, listeners. This is the Barrister.
This is the Apologist.
And we are signing out from the upper tip of Alphabet City. Or lower. Shit. I'm stupid.
You said tip.
Nailed it.
Glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's 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 coming on.
finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think so, I command you to panoramic view. Look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose all you different crews. Chicks and dudes, so you think it's really kicking tunes. Picture you getting down in a prison tomb. Like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe spiritual. Hero who appears in you to clear your view when you're too crazy. Lifeless to know the definition for what life is. Priceless to you because I put you on the hype shit to like it. Gun smoke, you're righteous with one token. Psychic among no possess you with one go.
Hey, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Hey, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
The essence, the basics, without it you make it. Allow me to make this childlike in nature. Rhythm, you have it or you don't, that's a fallacy, I'm in them. Every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes, I see destruction and demise. Corruption in the skies, from the there's a prize. Now I'm sucked into your lies through muscle, not in muscle, but profession you provide. For me as a guide, y'all can see me now cause you don't see with your eye. You perceive with your mind, that's the end. So I'ma stick around with Russ and be a mentor. Bust a few rhymes, a motherfucker will remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you can survive when law is lawless. Feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing, remember that it's all in your head.
Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming out. Hey, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.